Sports Radio 95.3 FM and 1350 AM, The Ticket. This is Bronco Focus with the voice of Boise State Athletics, Bob Beeler.
All right, 6:30 coverage will begin on KBOI 670 with Bob Beeler and Abe Jackson for tonight's first place matchup, Boise State at San Diego State. We're with Bob Beeler right now, and Bob, welcome to the show. And big game tonight, obviously looking forward to your keys to victory tonight, Bob. Welcome.
Yeah, and I mean, you look at this series, San Diego State leads it 17-10. They lead it 9-3 here. When you look at the games that have been played, they've met 27 times. 16 of the games have been decided by single digits. A third of the games have been decided by 3 points or less. Three games last year, all won by Boise State, all close. So you would think that if the Aztecs have one game circled on their schedule, it might be tonight. Interesting number in reading the notes. The one thing that jumped off, they lost their last game to Nevada. They are 24-0 following a loss with their next home game. So the numbers say Aztecs tonight. Let's get to the key.
Number one.
I think the biggest thing, guys, is to withstand the start. They are coming off a loss. They are really tough at home. Last year, Boise State won a game that was very low scoring. The final score in that game last year here was 42-37. Boise State got off to a pretty good start. They led 6-0. They hung in there throughout the whole game. They were ahead most of the way, gave up a 2 or 3 point lead for a couple of minutes in the second half, and then Shaver hit the winning shot when the game was tied at 37. Boise State's only won 3 out of the 12 previous meetings here. They did it last season. They also won in 15 and 16 back-to-back, and they had some really nice performances in those games. James Webb had a double-double in the 15 win for the Broncos. You had the Nick Duncan threes in the 16-game. Chandler Hutchison also came off the bench for the Broncos with no James Webb that day. That was a game in which you looked at on paper and said no chance for Boise State. So the wins, well, not that many, have been memorable, and generally speaking, in the times that they've won, somebody has had a big-time performance.
Bob, would you say in the Leon Rice era, which you've been a part of, that this has been the biggest bugaboo of opponents, San Diego State, in this league?
Yeah, I would say overall, because they've been the best team in the league at the time. You know, there have been some heartbreakers, and I think it's been more that that they haven't been able to win when maybe they've had a chance. I'm thinking when they were ranked here and they hit the shot, Polee hit the shot to win the game at the buzzer at Extra Mile Arena. So I think there have just been some memorable losses because the games have been so close. As I said, 9 have been decided by 3 points or less. There have been some memorable games. I mean, all 3 were memorable last year. I think this is the biggest rival, if you will, in the game, in the league, just because of the way the games have come down. And they've always been big because San Diego State's always at the top of the standings.
Number two.
I think Boise State's going to have to defend tonight. Last year in the 3 wins, San Diego State, in losing efforts, got 37, 57, and 52. Now it's going to be more difficult to defend them tonight because this team is better offensively than they were a year ago. Scoring is up 10 points for San Diego State from 65 to 75. Shooting is up marginally from 43% to 46%. They have a point guard that is better offensively than Darian Trammell, a transfer from Seattle. Probably not as good a defender as Pulliam, but a better offensive player. This is also the deepest team in the conference by far, and they have guys that will come off the bench and score. So I think they're going to have to defend. Low-scoring game, keep it close, and maybe try to hold San Diego State to around 40% shooting. And, you know, win with under 60. I think that's how they get it done.
Bob, as you know, since that New Mexico overtime slugfest, Boise State's defense has held opponents to 3 consecutive games of under 60 points. Is that over matchup, or have you sensed that this defense has taken it to another level?
I think a little bit of both. I think this team, when they want to play, and, of course, the Air Force game, you know, there weren't as many possessions, so there'd be less points on the board. But, you know, they did a tremendous job against Colorado State, who's not a bad offensive team. Colorado State, I don't think it's a very good defensive team, but I think they're a pretty good offensive team. So I think, Mike, it's a little bit of both, and I think to win tonight, I think they're going to have to keep them under 60. I think if San Diego State gets well above 60, I think it could be a little bit of trouble.
Number three.
Number three.
Three.
Number three.
Shaver and Smith both left the Air Force game and did not finish the game. Shaver left towards the end of the game with less than 3 minutes to go, and Smith left before halftime. Best-case scenario is they're both going to play, but they're probably not 100%. Worst-case scenario is both will be out. So people are going to have to play off the bench. I mean, you're losing 13 points if Shaver doesn't play. You're losing 10 points if Smith doesn't play. I mean, I think tonight you're going to have to see some guys come through to win. Guys like Whiting and Pablé and Young are going to have to take some time in the backcourt. You know, they went to Silla against New Mexico, and this is kind of a similar athletic, you know, bigger team. I wonder if we'll see him tonight. We haven't seen Nganga play since the Wyoming game in the middle of January. But I think tonight, if you're going to win, I think you're going to need some more people, you know, not the usual suspects. I think Boise State's going to have some other guys come through with some pretty good games off the bench tonight.
Yeah, Bob. And I don't know if you, of course you remember. I remember it was Laramie about 8 years ago where they lost a lot of players for whatever the reason was, and they went to their bench and they ended up getting a huge win on the road. So crazy stuff has happened on this before. So I don't know, Bob. We'll have to wait and see if these guys play tonight. I know Bronco Nation. I don't know if Bronco Nation thinks this game can be won without those two players, Bob. But we'll have to wait and see.
Number four.
Number four.
Four.
Number four.
The guy I'm looking forward to watching tonight is Chibuzo Abo. I think they're going to need a big scoring game from him tonight. He is from San Diego, and I've seen really, really good games when people have come back to their hometown to play, and I've seen some really, really bad games when people have come back to their hometown to play. I think they're going to need high teams from him tonight. I think they're going to need big scoring nights from Tyson and from Bryce as well. But I think when you look at it, Abo making an appearance at San Diego, he's, you know, from here. He's got a lot of people coming tonight, so we'll see what kind of effect that has on him.
You know, early in the season, in the middle of the season, he was kind of a double-digit machine. And the last few weeks, it's been up and down, up and down, up and down. So do you see any trends or any inconsistencies in his game? What can we expect tonight?
Well, he had his worst game shooting the ball at Air Force. He was 0 for 6 from 3, but he's been pretty good. You know, he's a guy that's athletic. He has the biggest lift on getting a jump shot up where he jumps and can let go. So I think they're going to need him to shoot a pretty high percentage tonight from three. He's one of their better scorers, and I think he's going to need to step forward tonight as I think Boise State's going to have to shoot a decent percentage against these guys to win.
Coverage begins at 6:30 on KBOI 670. Bob Beeler, Abe Jackson, live from the Viejas Arena, Boise State, San Diego State. The winner of this game claims first place outright in the Mountain West. Bob, appreciate you, man. Safe travels getting back.
Yeah, thank you so much. Should be a great game tonight. I mean, both teams are ranked. Boise State is 20th in the net, and San Diego State is 28th. San Diego State is ranked, although it sort of seems like a soft ranking after they lost Tuesday to Nevada. But should be a lot of fun. It's a great place to watch a game.
Appreciate you. There's Bob Beeler. Yep, first place at stake. I think you got to have those two players playing, Prater.
Yeah, no, you need them. You need them big time. And don't forget, as a couple of people have pointed out on Twitter, the TV announcer is not in the building tonight. Another reason to listen to Bob Beeler. Who's in the building tonight?
That's not funny. Yeah, good stuff, Prater. Kellen Moore, his own personal edition of No Brainer or Brain Scratcher. Coming up. Prater in the ballgame, idahosports.ktik. The Ticket.
Sports Radio 95.3 FM and 1350 AM, The Ticket. If you missed Idaho Sports Talk with Prater in the ballgame, you missed this.
Talking football with Carson Palmer. We've asked every other human being on the planet a question about Kellen Moore and their opinion. How good of a fit is he for Justin Herbert in that offense?
Teaming up with the weapons that they have in L.A. with the Chargers. Justin Herbert, who, you know, outside of Joe Burrow, there's not a better young quarterback. I think it's a great situation.
Idaho Sports Talk with Prater and the Ballgame. Weekdays at 3 on Sports Radio The Ticket.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just been handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.